AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israeli airstrikes have been pounding the capitals of Iran and Lebanon, while U.S. forces apparently struck an Iranian drone carrier at sea. At Donahue on what President Trump's been saying.
On social media, President Trump called for Iran's unconditional surrender. He also said the U.S. and its allies would help rebuild Iran, making it economically bigger, better, and stronger than ever before. Yesterday at the White House, the president had a message for Iran's Revolutionary Guard.
You're going to have a chance after all these years to take back your country, accept immunity. We'll give you immunity, and we'll be giving you really the right side of history, because that's what it is. So you'll be perfectly safe with total immunity, or you'll face absolutely guaranteed death.
The war is impacting more than a dozen countries across the Middle East and has caused a spike in oil prices. Qatar's energy minister warned it could bring down the economies of the world. I'm Ed Donahue.
Sources tell AP Russia's been providing Iran with information to help Tehran strike U.S. military targets. In other news, the Justice Department's released more Epstein files. Hai Panjwani reports these involve uncorroborated accusations made by a woman against President Trump.
The department said last week that it was reviewing to determine if any records were improperly withheld after several news organizations reported the massive tranche of records that had been made public didn't include files documenting a series of interviews conducted in 2019 with a woman who made an allegation against Trump. The department said those files had been incorrectly coded as duplicates and were therefore inadvertently not published along with the millions of other Epstein files. Hiya Panjwani, Washington.
The government's February jobs report shows employers cut 92,000 last month, while the unemployment rate ticked up to 4.4%. This is AP News. Seth Soutel has the AP Markets Report.
The price of oil shot to its highest level since 2023 after surging again because of the war with Iran. A weak update on the U.S. job market knocked stocks lower to cap Wall Street's worst week since October. The S&P 500 dropped 1.3% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged by as many as 945 points before finishing with a loss of 453. That's about 0.9%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 1.6%. The combination of a weak economy and high inflation is a worst-case scenario for investors because the Federal Reserve has no good tool to fix both problems at the same time. Seth Soutel, New York.
For the week, the Dow lost nearly 1,500 points, or about 3%. The S&P dropped 2%, the Nasdaq 1.2%. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.